Hello, I'm here today and alive and well thanks to GC Math. Well, my story begins really because I'd gone away on holiday with my family and ended up being quite ill and carted off to hospital where I was told that I had a glandulosa cell tumour in my pelvis and secondaries in my stomach and my lungs. When I got home, I went to see an oncologist who told me I literally had to have chemo. There was no other choice. So I had 3 months of chemotherapy, feeling absolutely awful, losing my hair, to be told that it hadn't worked at all. And I had 3 months to live, and there was nothing else they could do. They sent me home with an appointment for a Macmillan nurse to come and visit me and prepare me for the inevitable. I went home, and a few days later, I said to myself, no, I'm not going to die. I love life. I live life to the full. And there was no way I was going anywhere. So I went back to the hospital, and I said to them, there must be something you can do. I want to live. And they said, well, we can try you on tamoxifen, which is a drug they give most women with breast cancer. So I tried tamoxifen, and I'm such a bright-go-lucky person. I'm always happy. I don't know what it's like, I'm glad to say. I didn't know what it was like to feel depressed. But within a very short space of time, the only way I can describe how I felt was that if somebody had come up to me with a gun, I would have said, just shoot me. Just please, please shoot me and put me out of my misery. I went back to the hospital, who told me that tamoxifen does not make you feel that way. But not to worry, because they would give me antidepressants. So I said to them, nope, I am not taking antidepressants. I just want to be and feel like I used to. So I agreed with the oncologist that I would just persevere a little while longer. A couple of weeks later, I was out with walking my dogs, and I was doing what I always do, singing along, talking to the whole world, feeling really good, even though I knew I had this death sentence. And then I realized I'd forgotten to take my tablet, just one day. So that went out of the window. And I decided then that was it. I was going to do it my way, or no way. And I was going to get well. Whatever happens, I was going to be here. And then through a friend, I met David Notes, who asked me if I would consider taking GC Math. I discussed it with my friends and my family and my sister, who works for a well-known pharmaceutical company, and they said, no, don't do it, don't do it. And I thought, well, why not? I'm going to die. What on earth have I got to lose? So I went to see David, and I started injecting twice a week with GC Math. With a diabetic needle, it was just so simple, and there was no side effects whatsoever. And I was feeling so well. In fact, it's not until your immune system is up and running that you realize it's not working properly in the first place. 3 months down the line, I had a scan, and my tumor had shrunk to half its size. The secondaries that I had in my lungs and my stomach were starting to decrease. I've always eaten really well. I've always been very, very fit. And the fact that I'm a landscape gardener, I'm outside getting plenty of vitamin D. Well, when the winter came, the tumour wasn't shrinking so much. And that, we discovered, was because I wasn't getting the vitamin D anymore. And so through me, we learned how important it is to take very high dosage every day of vitamin D with the GC Math. I went back to see my oncologist, who could clearly see that all the good things were happening to me. But he would never admit it. And he said to me, it was now around Christmas time, and he said, Gail, he said, if you can afford to waste your money on that rubbish, then you can afford to buy some Christmas cards to help raise money for the hospital. Well, from that moment onwards, I decided I had to change my oncologist and go to a different hospital, which to this day I still do for my regular 6-month checks. I am just so fortunate, I really am, and I don't know what I would have done if I hadn't met David, because we know it works. And I can't believe, well, I've learned so much through GCMAF, and it's opened my eyes how hospitals, doctors, they just don't want to see, because I'm a perfect example of a cure. And yet to this day, they still will not admit it. Having said that, only a few months ago, my oncologist said to me, "Gail, I have a friend and he's seriously ill. Do you think that your protein will help him?" So if that isn't admitting something, I don't know what is. But anyway, I am here and I'm enjoying life 5 years down the line. And as I say, I am very grateful, because if it wasn't for David, I wouldn't be here. And I know there's loads of other people who are just as successful as I am.